Good morning once again. Welcome to another edition of the Community Corner on KWHI, where we discuss events happening around the area for you to take part in, for you to enjoy. And it's always a fun time with these events going on here on the Community Corner. And today, we're discussing events coming up this weekend, the annual Juneteenth celebrations coming up this weekend. We got a couple of folks in studio with us today. And let's tell us your name today.
Good morning. My name is Darren Smith. I'm the vice president.
My name is Miss Eva E. Chapel. I'm the president.
Okay, and that's the Historical Juneteenth Association.
Yes, Washington County Historical Juneteenth Association.
And let's talk about the first off about this organization and what you guys kind of do here in the area.
Well, this organization has been in effect. It was revitalized in 1982, so we're celebrating our 36th year. Leading into this parade. It was revitalized by Miss Loretta Johnson years ago.
Yes.
All right. And, of course, you guys do kind of things throughout the year. And in the Juneteenth celebrations is kind of what it all leads up to. But you have banquets early on. And
yes.
Fundraising.
After we close out the parade and all, we do our closeout meeting. We give scholarships at the end of the year to two recipients of the high school who's going on to college. And we reward those kids their second semester of college. Mm-hmm. And then we start back up in January for the next year, preparing for the next year. And we'll have our royalty set. And then we'll have the opening ceremony with the gospel concert, which we held here at New Life Church back in April under the leadership of Dr. Walter Jackson. And it was a great event. We had great fun.
Yeah, wow. So and there's an event that goes, like I said, the Juneteenth celebration is what it's all leads up to. But you guys, again, you're active all year long.
Yes, couple of weeks ago, we had our formal ball, and that was a good activity. So we had a lot of fun with that formal ball.
All right.
It was held at the event center at the Washington County Fairground.
Okay. And so some people that may not understand what Juneteenth is, let's talk about it a little bit and what Juneteenth, because it's been around for quite a few years, and it's pretty important around here.
Yeah, a lot of people have questions as to what is Juneteenth, and pretty much just to keep it simple is where we kind of celebrate our African American
heritage,
and along with that, we celebrate the freedom of slavery.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And it is a very local event because it's just here in Texas, because it's whenever they found out here in Texas about the Emancipation Proclamation and all that stuff.
Yes.
Back in the
yes,
days.
Yes, Abraham Lincoln gave that proclamation back in September 22 of 1862. And it was a couple of years later when we actually found out that we were free from slaves. It took a couple of years before that news got to Galveston.
Mm-hmm. And so that's what we celebrate here in Texas. Mm-hmm. And a great event. You guys do a lot of things when it comes to the weekend. I mean, we talk about the parade, but you guys do stuff, a Friday night
yes.
and into the Saturday afternoon as well.
Mm-hmm. Friday yeah. night, we'll have a band in the park. We have disco band. And we'll say also... it is more of a jazz and in the park, and that's from like 8 to 11 mm-hmm. o'clock. And then we'll have them again on that Saturday after the parade. They'll be down in the park until 4 o'clock. And everybody comes out, sit down and enjoy and relax, and we have a great time.
Yeah, so this is kind of open to the public when you ask them, come down to Farmers Park, bring your lawn chairs. Of course, there are some benches down there. Mm-hmm. And we'll have some T-shirts available, some books available if you'd like to purchase the souvenir books this year. And just hope the weather holds out and we sit out and just enjoy the breeze. So we're looking forward to Ra Ra and the Zydeco Band to be there.
And you've had these guys... for a few years now,
they
must be pretty good. Y'all keep doing them back.
Pretty good. We get a lot of comments behind that, and so we trying to keep it the same. As long as they're happy, we're happy.
Yes.
There you go. And so let's get into the parade, because this is kind of a big deal, because we're talking off the air a while ago. This is probably one of the biggest parades you guys have had in a long time.
It is.
Yes. As far as I can remember back, this is the biggest lineup that we've had. Of course, it's always worked to put it together, but mm-hmm. It's enjoyable, so we get it done. We have our Grand Marshal this year, Mr. Low Graves, who has been a part of Juneteenth for several years now until he moved to a different city. He started the Clouds of Thunder drumline, which includes kids who were, man, they were probably 5 years old, and he kind of reared them up and taught them how to play drums or cymbals or whatever it was. He just have that gift of giving back to those kids and starting them up. And so they're going to be a part this year to give a tribute to Englo Graves as he come back to the city.
Right. And also after the parade, like I said, we go down to the park, and also the A.R. Pickard reunion, they're having something over at the fairground at the event center. They have a luncheon there, and then they have a dance that night. And this year, they'll have an Africa tie to wear to that dance. So we help support that also. And that's part of the Juneteenth weekend.
Okay.
And we have some folks coming in from the class of 1968 who's going to be celebrating their 50th year. So it's always 68. So it's always exciting to have those alumni come back to town, and we try to give them a good time while they're here.
There you go. Let's talk about back when. How long has this the parade been going on here in Brenham?
36 years is what we're going to be celebrating here. Now, this was after it was revitalized, but I'm going to let Eva speak for a little bit, and that it was going on way before then, before it was revitalized.
Yes, it was going on a long time ago because, like I said, I remember coming up with my parents, like I said, you know, we were down to the Henderson Park. They would have dances. Like I said, we had stars to come back. So, like I said, it's been going on for years. And then, like I said, then it kind of fell off. And then Mrs. Loretta Johnson had the idea to come back and get it, you know, back going again. And, we used to just have a great time. We would go, like I said, have a little maypole. We would have little dances and everything. And, like I said, we had it all at the Henderson Park back in the day.
And bringing it back, and of course, it's bigger and better now.
Bigger and better, right.
Yes. And everybody's taking it. And so let's talk about when the parade's going to be on Saturday.
The parade's going to be here held downtown Brenham. It's going to start at 10:30 a.m. on the dot.
You're down there, and you got it, don't you?
Yes.
Yes, sir. So we're looking forward to it. Like I said, as long as the weather holds out, we will be here. One exciting thing that we have in the lineup, we have Mrs. Robin Hildreth, who was the first queen in 1983 with the first parade they had going. She was the first queen, and she's going to be a part of the parade this year. So that's exciting to have her to come back to town to be a part of the parade this year.
All right. Now let's talk about, we mentioned the weather a couple of times, just let people know if it happens to be bad weather and rains, what's going to happen with the parade and activities?
Well, of course, if the rain comes, that's the Lord's will. Nothing we can do about that. But if it does happen, of course, we won't bring the floats out. But, you know, we will allow the people who want to ride through downtown at their own will. And if you want to sit out there and watch it through the rain, that's fine, too. But hopefully it'll hold out, though, and we'll have a good time. Hopefully we'll just have a good breeze, and we can all sit out and enjoy it, even through the lineup.
There you go. And what about the festivities later on in the day?
Yeah, we were saying that if it rained, also we're going to still have the pavilion at the park, and we're still going to have things to go on, and if people still have their boots and all the other activities, they're welcome to come to it. We have the little dance groups going to be at the park performing. We have there, you know, after the parade, so we want you to come out and enjoy.
So if it does rain, don't worry about it. Get under the cover, and everything's still going to be going on.
Yes, it's still going on, right.
Okay. So There we go. Okay, we got coming up this Saturday. Again, it's kind of an all-day affair from like 10:30 to about 4 o'clock, we're saying.
Yes.
The parade then goes into Fireman's
Park.
Right,
and then after then it goes over to the event center.
To the event center, the fairgrounds.
With the ARP group, yes. We want them to support them also.
Okay. And, all right, anything else that we need to discuss today? I think we kind of covered...
I think that's it. We look forward to a good weekend, and we ask that, you know, that everybody who's a part to be there and be there on time, because we will start at 10:30, and hopefully we have a good crowd downtown who support this association, and we thank you all from the public who's been a part of this association, who has supported us in one way or the other. We are so grateful for all the support that you give financially, and we look forward to many years to come.
All right. So if somebody has maybe they want to donate to you guys or just help out and volunteer in some way, how do they get a hold of the association?
We do have a website, www.brenhamjuneteenth.org. KWHI.org. You're welcome to go there and see all the activities and photos that we have there. And it's a place there to where you can go and leave your comments, or you can just simply just contact one of the association members there, and we'll be glad to help you or to guide you through, or even if you want to be a part of the association, just contact us, and we look forward to that as well.
And we also have a P.O. Box, which is 2365 Brenham, Texas, here, and 77834. You can send us a letter, anything, you know, information you want. And also on the ending, we would like to say Happy Father's Day to all the fathers.
Well, thank you, Eva.
Yeah, we do appreciate that. Thank you very much. All right, Darren, Eva, we appreciate you coming in, and look forward to seeing you guys on Saturday. I guess I know I'll see you peering out when I peer out the window. I'll see you down there.
Yes.
You might see me also.
See you out there. All right, we'll keep an eye out for y'all.
Yeah.
All right, thank you very much for coming in and talking
with
us today.
Thank
appreciate
you.
Appreciate it. There
have
we go.
A great one.
All right, there we go. Another event in the books again coming up this Saturday. Downtown Brenham, of course. I'll be here, like I mentioned, peering out the window, live coverage of the Juneteenth parade here in downtown Brenham. 70 entries, what we said, Darren, 70. It's going to be a long parade, but always a good parade in downtown Brenham. So you can come out, cheer on the folks, and wave to them. And then, of course, they got the activities going on at Farmers Park afterwards, after the parade Saturday afternoon. So another edition of Community Corner in the books. Again, if you have an event coming up that you want us to talk about, discuss here in the Community Corner, please let us know about it. You know, call us here in studio at 979-836-3655, our office numbers. Talk to Holly Ryder or email her at promotions, that's promotions at ktex.com. Either way, give us an advance notice, a couple weeks at least, because we book these things out pretty far out in advance. Make sure that we have something for every week. So if you call us the week of, you know, going to be tough to get you on. But give us about a month, and we'll get you booked on the Community Corner. Call us, and we'll get you on here on KWHI.